If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can work out how to download it, maybe you can find the Bedwetters Monthly Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Bedwetters Monthly Podcast. So far, guys!
Yay! Woo-hoo!
How are you doing, Joe?
Right, thank you. How are you?
Cool. We're still massive in Venezuela.
Are we?
Still massive in Venezuela.
Lovely.
Hola.
Hola, Venezuela.
Well, hola, Venezuela. And today's special guest is the man of the moment, I believe. His name is Daniel. Welcome, Daniel.
Hi, everybody.
Dan, on here it says that you like walks in the park and your favourite food is pasta.
I love walks in the park.
Do you?
Do you?
But I love pasta more.
Do you? What kind of pasta do you like?
Just any pasta.
Any pasta?
Yeah, long pasta.
He looks like a linguine.
I think it's called spaghetti.
Yeah, he looks like a linguine.
Are
man
you a
to
cunning
me.
Linguinist?
Only on a Sunday.
Do you ever walk in the park eating pasta at the same time?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, living the dream, Dan. Living the dream.
Oh.
Anyway, welcome to Bedwetters Monthly Podcast. This is where we have a jolly look at some of the problems that you have posted.
It is a jolly look
at the problems you have posted on our Facebook page. If you want to get involved, search Bedwetters Monthly on Facebook.
Or Twitter.
And we're on Twitter, at BWM Podcast, at the beginning. Still got it wrong. Oh, fuck it. What's the first one, Daniel?
The first one?
Well, the number one.
Yes, number one. My husband has been put into jail and has recently been threatened with bumming.
Bumming?
Bumming, indeed. What advice would you give to him?
No, can I just stop you there, Daniel? It actually says on the script, there is a script, viewers and listeners, it says, Dear Bedwetters, my husband has been put in jail.
This is all to Bedwetters, because we are Bedwetters.
Are we? Speaking
of we're Bedwetters. You're just the guest at last, isn't it?
Yeah, you're the, we're, okay. We're in control, Daniel, not you. So, read the script properly, Daniel.
I've just read it.
I don't know if you can read.
I don't think you can read.
Maybe that's why I didn't want to come yesterday.
Yeah,
I've just read it.
No. Well, don't get me started on that, Joe. Don't get me started on that. Yes, viewers, I know what you're thinking, that the podcast is a day late. Daniel did not want to do the podcast yesterday because
there was an important football match on.
He was watching football.
And for all you Chile supporters out there, it was Chile.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Hey! Did Chile win?
Oh, all of a sudden a change of attitude.
How's Venezuela doing in the cup?
Anyway, moving on.
Did Chile win?
No.
You didn't watch it.
I was watching. What did I watch yesterday?
Colombo.
Did you?
That's near there.
I watched... Colombo, yeah.
No, I watched...
I just went boffing. Let me get this ball.
I can't remember what I watched now. I think it was 15-1 on record from the night before. And
so was it 30-1?
No, it's still 15-1. And Friday night dinner.
I love Friday night dinner.
It's so funny. So anyway, this young person, or old person, we don't know who they are, their husband, this married person, and their husband's been put in jail and threatened with bumming. What advice can we give him, Joe?
Well, it sounds like their family is taking Monopoly far too seriously.
Try Jenga instead.
I'd give Jenga a go, yeah.
Do you like Jenga, Dan?
Yeah, Jenga's good. You could hide the pieces in places where no one else could find them.
And what's your favourite board game?
Connect Four.
Connect Four?
Oh, no.
That is the most boring.
Do you like
boring...
playing it with your wife?
Yeah, but I can never win because there's only three holes to fill.
Oh, he chose Dan.
I've got to get that in there.
Oh, Daniel. Daniel's writing his own joke. Daniel's writing his own
jokes.
That's
why he wasn't here last night.
Come on, Sarah, I'm doing the podcast. Go on, Dan.
Give me another.
If you got a problem, yo, we'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Have we got any more problems there, Daniel? Where it says number two.
Number two?
Yeah.
My boyfriend says...
No, Dear Bedwetters Monthly
it's
Podcast.
It's always Dear Bedwetters.
Yeah, but that's the letter. You read the letter out that's been sent
Sorry.
To us. we don't make these up, you know.
I believe you get a lot of, like, emails. It takes you a long time to sift through the best ones.
Yeah, we get a lot of people contacting the show, Dan.
Start, so I'll start again.
Thank you very much.
Dear Bedwetter's monthly podcast.
Good start.
My boyfriend says he prefers me without glasses. Mm-hmm. The only problem is I can't see a thing without them and I can't afford contact lenses. I love him and I want to look good for him. What should I do, Beth?
Hi, Beth. Thanks for getting in touch with the show. And beautifully read out there, Daniel. Thank you very much.
It was beautifully read out. Well done. Hi, Beth. Well, don't spend money on expensive contact lenses. Simply cut out small circles of cling film and press them into your eyes. He won't call you four eyes and you haven't had to spend any money. It's a winner. Stay dry.
Winning, winner, chicken dinner. Oh, definitely. I do like a young lady in glasses.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you prefer them in cling film, though?
No, no. Do you?
At least it keeps everything fresh. I've got pair of trousers made out of cling film.
Oh, yeah, really?
I've seen them.
I can see your growler. Oh, that's put me off me dinner.
And my pasta. Are you going to read one out, Daniel?
I can read this one out, Daniel, if you want. On. It says...
Because you like saying these letters.
Well, yeah, I'm all right. Dear BWMP, my wife has just given birth to our first child.
Aww.
And I want to get my beautiful son a present, but I'm out of work at the moment and can't afford much. Any suggestions, Rob? Congratulations on congratulations, the birth of your firstborn son there, Rob.
Aww. Well, don't worry, Rob. Why not make something lovingly for the baby boy? A cheap but effective idea is a baby rattle. Make this by gluing a live pop stick to an empty matchbox and then fill it with 10 wood lice. A wonderful gift for any child, I think.
It is. It makes a lovely rattle sound as well.
It does.
Yeah, when I did it, it was great.
Did you? You had to work at the moment then, Daniel?
No, I was in work, but I just like the sound of woodlice.
I love the sound of woodlice in the morning.
I prefer it at night.
A nice candy.
With a nice panda pop if it's done. Oh. I might make one of those, just for myself.
Yeah, what, a woodlice rattle?
Yeah.
I had them in a session with Zane Lowe last night.
Did you?
Yeah, the woodlice rattle. Have we got any more letters there, Daniel?
No, we've run out.
And that's it. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much. That's show five done. Yeah.
Oh, my mistake. I turned the page.
There is a script, Daniel. We don't make it up.
Dear Bedwetters, help! I'm cooking dinner for my in-laws for the first time at the weekend. My culinary skills are rubbish. What's the best and easiest way to impress them, Anna? Mm.
Oh, well, Anna, you know, if Daniel was to answer this, he would say, take him for a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Followed by some pasta.
Followed by some pasta.
Or the other way around, either way.
Pasta and then a walk in the park.
Yeah, either way.
Well, eat the pasta and then walk it off.
Or hypno pasta.
We know damn very well.
We do. Well, hi, Anna. A hedgehog trained to scuttle up and down the table from guest to guest makes an unusual mobile cheese and pineapple cube nibble dispenser at dinner parties. They will be impressed for sure. Stay dry.
Stay dry, yeah. I'll be impressed if a trained hedgehog was...
I'd be impressed if you got a hedgehog.
I would love a hedgehog.
Well, they're always in the garden, though, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
No, but you can get little ones.
How would you train a hedgehog?
Well, the same way you train any animal. You know, patience, persistence, and
warning: this podcast may contain nuts.
Well, I was a bit upset this weekend because my mum promised me a monkey for my birthday.
Did you? Oh, yeah, we can take this opportunity to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Joe.
How was your birthday?
It was good. I didn't get my monkey.
Didn't you? Did you get your heating allowance and your buzz pass?
No, I'm not that old.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's next year.
You get heating allowance when you're older.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you can turn the fire on at last.
That's amazing.
It is. Is your
put another log on the radiator.
Easy, Tiger.
Is your heating on, Dan?
My heating's not on, no.
No, no.
It's summer now.
It is the summer, though, but do you know what I mean? any more there, Daniel? Any more problems?
Yes, there's another one.
From our fan base, the people that write to us.
Yes. Dear Bedwetters, what's the best way to save money on household bills? My gas prices have gone up again.
Ah, we were just talking about this.
We were just talking. Yeah, see, that really segues into it. It's
that's not
like
good.
It's not like we
planned on anything.
We don't make it up.
No. Well, it is ridiculous, the prices of gas. It is ridiculous, the price of gas. I've reduced my gas prices by always farting onto the rings at the top of my gas cooker. This turns back the gas meter and has saved me pounds over years.
Try to see. Stay dry. Gas man. My favourite bottom episode. You've never seen that. Well, you've seen that one, Daniel.
Yes, I've seen that one. So it's not my favourite.
What's your favourite one?
The Christmas one.
The Christmas one.
I love the Christmas one.
Is that gold, Frankenstein,
and grr. And I'm a virgin. I'm not a virgin, but that's what he says, isn't it?
Is he? I knew I was destined for something special.
Oh. R.I.P. Rick Mayer.
We used to watch that.
Yeah, R.I.P., yeah.
We used to watch that when we used to come home from Emporium.
We did, yes. In our clubbing days.
You used to have slugs on your carpet.
That's right.
Slugs, not slugs. It's all changed.
Either one of them. You all leave trails.
Oh, well, Dan
used to have slugs on his carpet.
Yeah, they used to come in and leave
slugs. I'm not really sure how they got in.
Is that when you lived with Emma?
Shelley and Ruth.
Contact us by email on bedwettermonthlypodcast@gmail.com.
Do we have any more letters there, Daniel?
Dear Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, I was thinking of getting a dad. Are you getting a dad?
I was thinking of getting dad a nice jigsaw for Father's Day.
Getting?
Hello, I said it the wrong way round. Start again.
Getting a dad.
That probably sounds better, actually.
Yeah. Excuse me. Hello, Amazon.
You got a dad.
I ordered a birth. And I got a dog. Gonna send it back. Ready then, Dan.
Start again.
Wait, you are listening to Bedwetters Monthly Podcast. Yeah. Off we go.
Dear Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, I was thinking of getting Dad a nice jigsaw for Father's Day. Is this a good idea? Al. Haven't we gone past Father's Day?
We have.
Is this for next year?
No, but we have. But as we're in the month of June, at the end of June, this was to prove that people do actually write in. This was someone that wrote in asking for some advice.
It was. My answer is, why pay the earth for an expensive jigsaw? Just give him a bag of frozen chips from the freezer and tell him to piece together the chips to make potatoes. He'll be very pleased.
I'd love to do that, wouldn't you, Dan?
Oh, it's my second favourite thing after eating pasta.
Well, it's what makes doing jigsaws?
With potatoes.
With potatoes.
Oh, potatoes!
Potatoes! Yes, I've got one for you, says here. Dear Bedwetters Monthly Podcast, I am addicted.
It doesn't say that. Read what it says on the script.
Oh, look at that. Where'd you get it from? Little. Do you know what I mean? It's
not very big in Germany.
Not very big anywhere, then.
I've
seen the photos.
I know. It was cold.
It's cold and I needed the money.
You're listening to Bedwetters Monthly. Okay. I've got one for you. It says, Dear BWMP, I'm addicted to sex chat lines and it's costing me a fortune. Any numbers that are cheaper, ladies? Daniel.
Daniel, are you a cheap lady?
I'm sure it said James. Anyway.
Well, yes, thanks. We do have the numbers of cheap ladies, but I'm not going to give them out. I'm not going to give out my phone number on air. Nice. Why don't you try...
078...
50.
Per hour.
Why don't you try phoning the Samaritans and threaten to kill yourself unless they talk to you in a sexually explicit manner? Much cheaper than those premium rate sex lines. Stay dry.
Stay dry, yeah.
Or maybe you won't stay dry.
What you want to do there as well is not mix up the Samaritans with the Salvation Army. Because, you know, that could go completely wrong, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hello, yeah, what are you wearing? Salvation Army uniform.
What are you holding? A tambourine.
Talk to me. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. I won't be able to stay. Would you, Dan?
Not my thing, really.
Isn't it? What's your thing?
Not Samaritans, anyway.
What's your thing?
Pasta.
Pasta and walks in the park. I don't remember what I said on the text last night, James. What did I say?
He likes anal.
And it's a pain in the arse.
Cock.
Sorry, that leads us on to the next question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll read this one, definitely. Off we go. And all right, then. This has turned into a bit of a farce. And it's all Dan's fault.
I think I've been very professional.
No, isn't.
This is from Mitch. I have a very small penis. This leaves me with zero self-confidence. I cannot afford an operation, and those penis pumps you get off eBay don't work. What should I do?
I think I've met Mitch.
Have you?
I think I've met several Mitches.
Have you?
Time.
Oh, really? What advice do you give to the people that you meet then, Joe?
My advice would be try slapping a salami to the inside of your leg and wear those trousers that are slim-fitting to give the impression you are hung like a horse. This should give you more self-esteem as people give your crotch area admiring glances. Do people give you a crotch area admiring glances, don't
you? Only when I have a salami down there.
Brilliant. Make sure it's a whole salami, though, and not slices from the deli counter at the supermarket. You may even attract a horde of Italian ladies to your side at the smell of your fragrant meat.
That's never happened to me. It's always been French ladies.
Has it?
That's because you're using...
Because your crotch area is called sales.
Because I eat pasta, but that's obviously Italian ladies. But it wasn't Italian. They were all French.
Well, yeah, ooh, all la, French. Ooh la la, Daniel.
Does your Bonjour. Crotch area smell of snails?
No.
Garlic bread?
Yes.
Ah, I knew it.
Figured
me out.
Wonder
what the smell was.
He's not shoving salami down, he's shoving frog's legs down there.
Yeah, the only thing is, he's forgot to take them off the frog.
Dan, otherwise known as Toadcock.
That's his new nickname.
That's his new nickname. That's updated status now.
Toadcock.
I don't feel like we're getting very far with this.
You are listening to Bedwetter's monthly podcast.
What's the next letter that
I've got one.
Here?
Hi. Dear Bedwetter's monthly podcast, my husband likes to cover me in dips and lick them off. Is this Norman? Norman.
Is this Norman? It might be Norman, but I think it's TK.
Is this Norman? Normal.
Normal.
Is this normal?
Let's do that again.
No, let's keep that in.
It sounds to me like he's a homosexual.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's freaky.
That is very freaky.
Stay dry.
What do you like being covered in, Daniel?
Pasta, walks in the park.
Bechamel sauce.
Mainly pasta.
That just covers you. Yeah. What, dry? Bernays. Dry.
Dry pasta.
Dry pasta. Go on.
We beat you with a spaghetti stick.
Leave us a message on our Bedwetter's Monthly Podcast Facebook page.
Dear Bedwetter's Monthly, I have terrible constipation. Haven't given birth to a 2-pound brown baby for 5 days. I'm too embarrassed to go to the docs or chemists. What can I do? SH.
I see.
Right. Hi, SH. Thinking of waterfalls and fountains is a well-known cure to help one urinate. Also, thinking of landslides and lorries unloading soil could help even the most constipated person clear their bowels. Good luck. And take in an air freshener.
Definitely.
I just think they're full of shit.
That was good.
That was good, Daniel.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
He's here a week. Try the lasagna.
He's here till one. He's got to go to IKEA.
He's only here till
try
one.
Try the hot dogs.
Big hello to all our Swedish constituency. Hurdy like
gurdy, hurdy gurdy.
Rudy booty booty booty.
That's Danish.
No, it's not. It's the Swedish chef, isn't it? Rudy, 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 Rudy,
I'm not so sure it is, but anyway.
I'll put money on it now.
Okay.
Happy to put money on it.
What else have we got, Darren?
This is... Oh, Dan! Dan's going to be taking over. I mean, on next week's show. Dear Bedwetters, I have a big problem. I can't sleep at night. I go to bed when I'm tired, but I can't seem to drift off. I end up watching Deal or No Deal at 4 o'clock in the morning. What am I to do?
Oh, dear Vince, what a pickle. No one should have to put up with Noel Edmonds at that time of the morning. And Deal or No Deal is so far-fetched. When I ring my bank, I never get someone that speaks English. Why not do what I do and lie on the edge of the bed? You'll soon find that you drop off. Stay dry.
I'm a fan of The deal or no deal.
Are you?
I think that's excellent advice, though.
Is it what? Just lie on the edge and drop off?
That's excellent.
Are you advice. A fan of the deal or no deal?
I don't mind watching it when I'm bored and trying to go
like,
to sleep.
I don't like Noel Edmonds' beard.
Don't you?
Darren, your beard reminds me of Noel Edmonds.
Does it? Yeah. Your
you need
looking.
To dye it a different colour to your hair. That's what Noel Edmonds
and your pubes.
Do. I'm not. Why would I want to dye my pubes?
No, different colour to your pubes.
Oh, okay. My pubes. I've got tangerine candy floss. No, Dan, I'm not getting it out for you.
Not again.
No, never! Never confused. Never. And thank you very much for listening to Bedwetter's Monthly Podcast. This is our last one. Thanks for listening. Take it away, Daniel.
Dear BWMP, I've tried and failed many times to quit smoking. I've tried patches, chewing gum, and even those electric cigarettes. But to no avail. Any advice on how to give up for good? Ron.
Don't worry, Ron. Help is at hand. Give up smoking by sticking one cigarette from each new pack up a fat friend's arse. Filter first, and then replace it back in the box. The possibility of putting that one in your mouth will put you off smoking any of them. You are welcome.
I think that would make me want to smoke.
Really?
Yeah,
up a fat bird's arse.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel, we don't talk about that kind of thing on our show. You know what I mean?
Cross the line.
Definitely. You won't be invited back.
Good.
So I'd like to thank Daniel for his time and
giving
up football watching to be with us today. Thank you very much, Daniel. You've been a delight.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
You've been quite funny, actually. I've been surprised. You're normally mardy as fuck.
Only when I'm around you.
So why have you not been mardy today, then?
I'm around Joe.
Yeah, I've really? Been at the best in everybody.
Yeah, he's normally in mardy.
Been at the breasts in everybody.
Really?
Is that why he sat with your top off?
Yeah. I like the tassels.
I didn't know pink was your colour.
It could be. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, guys. If you want to head over to our Facebook page, Bedwetter's Month, just search
Bedwetter's Monthly. We've got a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook. We have a
Twitter. What is it? How would we find it?
Just search Bedwetter's Monthly Podcast. You can find some top tips, such as confuse shopkeepers when buying a sheet of wrapping paper by asking them to wrap it.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Stay dry. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Bye!
Bonjour.
Bye-bye. Au revoir.
Okay, au revoir.
Gracias.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön. Sayonara.
Hurdy-gurdy. That's it. All done.
Leave us a message on our Bedwetter's Monthly Podcast Facebook page. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. You are now listening to Confession Hour.
Hi, Liz. can you just write in to clarify whether you or not let Darren visit your back home?
And was it Ginger?
Sorry, farmhouse.
Here we are. My autobiography, we're on the chapter of birds I've had in the doggy position.
Or dogs he's had in the birdie position.
High five.
I like that. That's staying in. Okay. That's at the end. That's going to birds up. Happy the doggy position. I like that. You are now listening to Bedwetter's Monthly Podcast.
This podcast is a Jellyfish production.